A Midsummer Night's Dream. In Athens, there are four friends: Helena, Hermia, Demetrius, and Lysander. But their situation is a little complicated. Hermia loves Lysander, and Lysander loves Hermia. However, Helena loves Demetrius, but Demetrius doesn't love Helena. He also loves Hermia. "Run away with me to the forest," Hermia says to Lysander. "Yes," he replies. Helena sees everything and tells Demetrius, who loves Hermia, about this. Helena and Demetrius decide to follow the lovers. Oberon, the king of the fairies, lives in the forest. He is arguing with his wife, Queen Titania. He is angry. Oberon wants to play a joke on Titania and asks his servant Puck to find a special flower in the forest. The juice of the flower is a love potion. Puck returns with the flower, and Oberon puts the juice on Titania's eyes when she is sleeping. When she wakes up, she will fall in love with the first living thing she sees, and she won't remember the argument with Oberon. Meanwhile, Demetrius tells Helena to go away. He doesn't like her. He wants to be alone. Oberon sees this argument and decides to do something. He tells Puck to put the love potion on Demetrius's eyes. You will recognize the man by the Athenian clothes he wears. When he wakes up, he will fall in love with Helena, says Oberon. But Puck makes a mistake. He sees Lysander, wearing Athenian clothes, sleeping in the forest, and thinks he is Demetrius. He puts the potion on Lysander's eyes. Oh, Lysander! Helena sees Lysander asleep under a tree. Lysander wakes up under the flower's spell and sees Helena. He immediately falls in love with her and forgets Hermia. In another part of the forest, a group of actors are in the forest. They are preparing a play to perform during a wedding. Puck plays a trick on them. He uses a spell and changes the head of one of the actors, called Bottom, into the head of a donkey. The other actors are frightened and run away. Bottom doesn't understand what's happening, and he is now alone. Titania wakes up and sees Bottom with a donkey's head. And under the flower's spell, she falls in love with him. Her fairies treat Bottom like a king. Meanwhile, Oberon understands Puck's mistake. Puck put the juice of the magic flower on the wrong Athenian's eyes. Oberon is very angry with Puck, and he tells him to go away. Lysander, where are you? Then Oberon puts the potion on Demetrius's eyes to make him love Helena. But now Demetrius loves Helena and Lysander loves Helena too. The boys are angry. They want to fight each other. Nobody loves Hermia. She's very sad. Oberon decides to calm the situation. We can't leave them fighting, he says. So he orders Puck to make a magic fog. This fog makes everyone sleep. It's time to solve the problem. Puck takes away the love spell from Lysander, and he takes away the donkey's head from Bottom too. Oberon takes away the love spell from Titania. Titania wakes up. She's a little confused when she sees Bottom. But then she sees Oberon and smiles. They hug each other. The four friends wake up. They are confused too. But now Demetrius loves Helena and Lysander loves Hermia. So everybody is happy. They hug each other, and because they are hungry, they decide to celebrate with a good lunch and then they go home. Puck arrives to say that this story is a dream. A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay, boys and girls, now you sing. 3, 4.